know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started. Welcome back to the Heart Sing Podcast. Addie B here, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and I have a special edition for you today. I have been wanting to get more of the biohacking information out that we learned from Mary Beale Adler, who's been a guest here on the show before, at our Winter is Coming fall camp we just had, which was an all-day event that we actually opened outside the Sisterhood and had a lot of great, amazing people join us in this all-day adventure we had. I have taken this one section and edited it down so you can learn from Mary so much about how to improve your sleep, gut health, and yes, even potentially reverse your biological age. Before we head into the conversation, I need to set the scene for you a bit and explain a few things. I mentioned the rig in here, and so you know that is my slang term for the adventure RV, if you haven't picked that up yet, her nickname, if you will. I am currently en route back to Arizona, and I'm so excited to get my feet on the rock and bask in the sunshine again after ending my amazing Oregon trip with 10 days of rain. So I am so ready to get back to the desert. The conversation itself that you're going to partake in today was recorded in a Zoom group setting with the Me First Sisterhood and the other attendees that I just told you about. There is a little noise distortion. I did my best with my mad audio engineering self-taught skills to edit, but you know, just so you can cut me some slack there. I did also edit it down to about half of the information that was in our session, really to stay focused on the overall topics and remove some of the more detailed, specific conversation we had as a group. Just so you know that this is, if you do come to one of the camps or events I have in the future, this is a small portion of the time we actually spent with Mary. So one of several sessions we had also, and so we focused in this event on preparing for the season, which was fall coming up, and you will hear me mention Ayurveda, which was a focus of the day, part of the day, Ayurveda being a 5,000-year-old life health science. And within this practice of Ayurveda, you grow to understand dosha types, of which there are three, Pitta, Vata, and Kapha. And these doshas are energies of and in the body, and also based on the five elements in different combinations, earth, air, water, space, and fire. I won't get into too much detail here, but I will link a quiz in the show notes in which you can take to find out your composition and where you might want to focus some energy on balancing out the three doshas we all have within ourselves. It's a lot of fun when you get into it. Biohacking can also go hand in hand with this, and biohacking can be defined as do-it-yourself biology. So you will hear a lot of products discussed, and there is a lot of science behind a lot of the biohacking going on. And I will drop a link in the show notes where you can get a copy of Mary's favorite biohacks that we go through in this episode. I talk a bit about Mary in the opening, and you will hear Mary talk about riding her bike. And this is an actual bicycle, not to be confused with when I talk about maybe riding a bike and it being a motorcycle. And Mary has done a lot of epic things on her bike, and it's a true passion of hers. She has biked across America. And you may have heard Mary talk more about this in the last episode she was on here and training to, bike the continents of the seven continents. So kind of a lot of fun. And Mary will have her Human Potential Coaching Certificate from the Human Potential Institute, which was co-founded by Dave Asprey, who coined the term biohacking and who you hear me speak frequently of on the podcast as the author of Fast This Way and the Bulletproof Brand. Mary is the CEO of Georgetown Bagelry, has been a creativity coach for years, and Mary is the mother of six and leads a busy life full of travel and adventure. Recommendations in this episode are personal products that she uses and perhaps some that I use. We are not paid for talking about any of these products, and nor do either Mary or myself or Namaslayer guarantee any results. In other words, purchase at your own risk and always do your own research. And of course, consult your physician. And this content shared is not intended to take precedence over any medical advice or advice from your doctor. In other words, biohack at your own risk and perhaps to your own greater gut health. So, you know, open your mind, learn a few things perhaps, and go off and do some research on your own and maybe look into some things and move you forward toward getting better sleep and greater health. So with all that being said, all the fun disclaimers aside, pull up a seat and listen to this partial session here from my conversation with Mary. I hope you enjoy it and look forward to seeing you after the show.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It's so great to see you all here. I'm Slayer of Namaslayer. And for those of you in the first session, it's great to see you again. If you're catching this on replay, you are here with myself and the biohacker, Mary Beal Adler. This session, we are going to talk about ways you can improve your sleep and overall health with some tools, some products you can start to implement, some techniques, and give you a lot of takeaways for today to help get. Who doesn't want more sleep, right? Like that's like key. Every time I ask Mary, oh, let's talk about some biohacks, she's just sleep, 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 Addie, sleep, sleep. And for you guys that don't know, Mary is also my aunt. Mary is not only here because she's my aunt, but because she's an inspiration, not only throughout my life, but has most recently, she's an inspiration to the sisterhood. I know a lot of us in general through her biohacking and how she's sharing the information. And she most recently got her test results back that she reversed her age by 15 years, which is just incredible, Mir. So all of these things in combination with, you'll hear the meditation, the biohacking have been instrumental in that. And Mary is also working with Dave Asprey and his group on becoming a high potential coach. She's almost through with that. She is already a creativity coach. She's a CEO of her own business, the Georgetown Bagelry. She's just one badass woman. Okay. So, and you know, it's like, I've always wanted to be like my aunt. So here we go. I'm going to learn some more today. And I invite you guys to join me for that. So when I reached out to Mary about this, and I tried to do something other than sleep, kind of like, I was like, oh, let's do something else. And Mary, you're just so, it's like sleep, sleep, sleep. So if you can maybe tell us a little bit about your journey and your war path to health that, you know, that you've been on.
I really appreciate you having me on, you know, join in, Addie. This is just really way cool stuff. How I got into sleep initially because my husband travels a lot. He's a producer and he would go, this is pre-COVID, and he would go East Coast, West Coast, and, you know, kind of looping around and really had sleep issues. So I thought, you know, being like the good partner here, I would see if I could, you know, learn more about it and help him. Well, it ended up really profoundly changing my life. So, you know, when Addie asked, you know, to do this, I started thinking, okay, where did I start? And I started with my room. And I didn't plan this, but I'm actually in my bedroom in Miami right now. And a couple of the very first things for good sleep is the air. So depending on where you live, if you're in the city, I was in up in Maryland and off a road. So we did have a lot of traffic going by. I always thought the air was great, but I did get air filters. So I put a really great air filter in our bedroom. So that helps circulate the air and purify it. I put huge plants, big plants. So the idea of that is just, you know, the plants give you better air. And they're beautiful. They're just beautiful. So I had some big plants in the room. The air was my beginning. And then blacking out the room. There's science behind this. You can Google it. But figuring out your circadian rhythm and like wherever you live, you know, when the sun comes up and goes down and whatever is the sleep rhythm that you want, and you can adjust it any way you want to, you know, like say you want to go to bed at a certain time, you just adjust your lights and stuff for that. Real important is consistency, deciding, okay, around this time is when I'm going to bed and around this time is when I'm getting up. So if you're part of the 5 a.m. club, you know, you want to take that stuff into consideration. When I travel, I do put a face thing on. I think in the notes, we're going to have the Envy. They're made out of copper and it also helps with wrinkles in your skin and stuff like that. Some of the higher end stores carry like satin pillowcases and satin things, but these have the copper fabric, the copper peptide, whatever it is, that really keeps the bacteria and stuff from your skin and wrinkle free. So, you know, I mean, wow. If I was like 15 years younger and started doing this stuff, it would have been really great.
Well, and your skin looks better than mine, and I am 15 years younger. So I'm going to get one of those. So this is how this goes. Pretty much anything Mary says, I'm like, is on a list of mine at some point to get, because I'm like, okay, all right. Like start the preservation now. Right. Like,
Immediately.
And for overall health. Yeah.
Immediately just start. That's what I did. Cause I was like, well, first of all, Addie's mom died very young to me. And so I've been on a mission and my mother too. So it's kind of like in the family, and I'm like, oh man, we got to change this pattern. Mm-hmm. So we're basically on it. Yeah. So blacking out the room, the lights, and having a consistent bedtime, which can be really challenging. You know, if you,
you know how you're rubbing a bunch of people in here right now. We were just talking about habits last night while we were doing a quarter three recap in the sisterhood. And there's a few people I see in here. I'm not looking at you or anything, hippie, but that are like, you know, it's all with the bedtime area. And like, it feeds into your morning too, right? Like, and the consistency of it, I've been so inconsistent here. And I, you know, when I'm up late like that, to get up early is just like, it feels impossible. Where if we get that sleep, and I know I'm not getting enough deep sleep, you know? And so, sorry, go ahead. I just wanted to point out that it's a pain point. Like, we don't want to hear that part, you guys, about getting to bed, but it's so key, right, Mayor? Like, what time do you usually start going to bed?
Well, right now I'm all off. And that's another thing is like, you know, just like Addie's always saying, step away from perfect. But my at home, I love to go to bed by 9 because I like to get up at 4. So those early morning hours, I know everybody does like the 5 a.m. thing, but I love I meditate a lot, and I just find that energy is so powerful. So that's my time frame, 9 to 4. If I can get more in, it's better. I love to sleep. So, you know, 8 hours for me is good, but I can get quality in 5.
Before you move on from there too much, let's talk a minute about meditation, because I know we have a lot of people that have started meditating in here, but it really, Mary didn't start meditating until I did, right? Like you might've done some
yeah, no.
Spin meditation, but like you got inspired by we went to transcendental meditation, then Mary, you went, and now you're into Dr. Joe. Now you're meditating like hours a day, but this is
something. I took it very seriously because I had high blood pressure and Addie got into TM. I always prayed, right? And we were raised in Christian Science and stuff. So that's like second nature stuff, but this like takes everything to another level. And I couldn't ignore Addie's shift and her transformation. And I was traveling, I'll never forget Addie, because I was traveling at the time. And I didn't realize right up the road from my house in Bethesda, Maryland, is the most amazing TM center. So I went in and I said, look, I need the expedited TM program, because it's like you had to do it over weeks. I said, no. I need to do this in a week. So I went like every day, and had this like really great teacher and great people, and just initiated it. And one of my goals was the main thing for me was I heard that people's blood pressure came back to normal with regular meditation. And and this is really important, you guys. If you do have high blood pressure and you're on medication and you want to get off, I started reading all of the side effects of the medication. And one of them was having to urinate more often. There were a whole bunch of things, but that was a big one for me, because I cycle a lot. I'd be out riding my bike. I'm the only one that has to stop and pee. And I thought it was like, because I'm a woman and I had babies. No, it's because of the side effects of the medication. Now I can go just like anybody else, and I don't have those side effects. But if you do have high blood pressure and you start meditating regularly, and it's super important to do the twice a day, 20 minutes, and that, you know, compared to like what I'm doing now is nothing. You could never, it seemed like so much, especially getting the second one in, but it's.
And before everyone here runs off and goes to TM, you know, I teach this stuff now. So you just run over to Slayer, right? Because I want to give you this gift, right? And I've given it to a lot of people in here. So you guys can talk in there about how it's affected your lives too, if you want, for people watching. And we say 30 minutes with Chopra, Mary, but you know, I'm about allowing people to step away from perfect. Like, I think we have to have that. And I think the 20 minutes gives you enough to get in. But I also wanted to point it out, because it does impact sleep as well. Like your sleep improvement, you know, because that's a huge benefit of meditation, you guys, is better sleep and better rest. You're getting a ton of deep sleep now. And how much of that do you think is impacted by your meditation too? It's so hard to know with all the things you're doing, right?
Well, I can tell you I can't tell you because I do so many things. The thing with having a consistent practice is when I'm off or I travel, it serves me well. I still get the deep sleep. It's like my body remembers what the habits I've taught it. So I go to bed and I may not have my happy or my, you know, everything might not be perfect, like the setup, but I still get the, you know, 2.5. I love getting like 2.5 hours of deep sleep, which is stellar. It really is. I mean, I get 2.5.
Crazy, incredible. Yeah. Here's a couple of things. So you just said the happy, which I want you to talk about a little bit to the group, but also the Aura ring. So mine is on its way. Let's how you monitor sleep, you guys, because here's the thing, without data, we don't really know. Like, you think you're getting good sleep and we think our watches are doing it, but they don't measure everything the Aura ring does. Do you know offhand, Mary, everything it measures? I meant to write that down and I forgot, but it takes like...
Yeah, the key thing with sleep is deep and REM. After you've had it for a while, you start seeing patterns that are unique to you. And whenever I get the opportunity, I look at everybody's Aura. It comes up on your phone. So you get a chart and graphs and you can go back years. So I can see like I've had an Aura for almost 3 years now, and I can see the upward trend, particularly in HRV, deep sleep REM, and HRV, which is heart rate variability. Heart rate variability is the space between each beat of your heart. And so you want the variability of it to be really, the bigger it is, I feel calmer. I mean, I can literally, now that I've been doing it long enough, I can feel the difference in my body.
So we're measuring our HRV in our deep sleep, in our REM.
Yeah, that's a key thing with Oura that most other devices do not have. It's been a real, it's been a game changer for me. You know, the Heart Math Institute. So the whole heart coherence and mind. So with meditation, and you use your fourth chakra, your fourth energy center. You know, that's like the center of who we are, our energy center. And so you get that going with your mind, with your pineal gland, your fifth and sixth, you know, and that coherence is a bigger rhythm. You can see it in graphs. Mm-hmm. And like meditating, when you transcend, or you go into, I love theta, you know, and to give.
So can you see the theta on your Oura? Can you see that much detail? Okay. Not that much detail, but can you tell on your Oura when you're meditating? You can tell when you were in meditation, right? Because you can see the deeper rest.
You can add activities. And on mine, I add in, if I've meditated and it shows, I know I can see on the graph, I'm in a rest, maybe REM. Often I go into REM for meditation, which would be like gamma. They're different wavelengths. So this is like advanced meditation stuff, you guys. It's not.
You got off the blood pressure medication, right, Mayor?
Yeah. So that's what I was saying before Addie threw in all of a
sudden. Oh, we got two squirrely beel witches in the house. What are you going to do, Mayor?
So seriously, this is important. If you are on blood pressure medication, work with your doctor. I didn't. I knew my blood pressure was coming down, and I just stopped taking all. I was on three. I stopped taking them, and it shot up like emergency warning. You're going to die. It's really important. So I worked with my doctor, and she knew exactly which ones to come off. And, you know, like we split them in half, and it took about a year for me to get off all the medications, but I was really consistent about meditating. Addie's meditation is like a step beyond, to me, the TM stuff. So, I mean, I seriously would take that into consideration, but I think the more you learn about all of it is just really powerful. And yeah, so that's that. It definitely affects sleep. How it affects, I just think our daily habits have a profound effect. You know, when you don't do it, my body knows that, oh, okay, this is when I go to sleep. I heard Dave Asprey, you know, the happy, everybody's got the happies. I know the guy that.
Talk about that a little bit, Mira. I don't think most of us.
So this is a neurological, it's called, it'll be in the notes. And it sort of vibrates. You can wear it around your neck, around your head. I wouldn't be caught dead wearing this thing around my head, but maybe in private. And there are different ways you want to feel. Like you want to be happy. You want to be relaxed. I was having a hard time like after cycling, I need recovery. So I would put this on me with my legs up and recover a little bit faster. So that's what I initially use this for. And then I heard Dave say, well, he puts it under his pillow and there's a deep sleep setting. This syncs with your phone and you put it on airplane, but I stick it under my pillow and I'll be damned if I didn't start getting more deep sleep because of it. Then I got a new phone, nothing syncs. And I noticed I'm still getting a lot of deep sleep. My body has learned that when my head hits the pillow, I go into deep sleep.
You use certain pillows too, right? Do you have those in your Miami and Bethesda, or does that not matter so much anymore? Because I noticed
it doesn't matter anymore. I do have special pillows that I use for they'll be in the notes.
Yeah. There's a couple of pillows in the notes, you guys. Like, I think you had a couple of them in there. Yeah.
They're really nice. They're great to travel with. They're weighted just perfectly I love traveling with them because I can just put that over my head and it's like a meditation pillow. It just gives you the right balance for sleep. There's also Apollo Neuro, which somebody in the Upgrade Collective, which is, you know, a bunch of biohackers. I thought I was the only person doing this, right? You wear it on your wrist, and I would wear it cycling because it's neurological. It's totally different than the happy This like goes through your arm. A lot of athletes use it when I'm cycling and I want to really focus. I put this on. Then I thought, well, I might as well wear it when I go to bed. There's a sleep mode. So I did both. Then I learned a few other people have been doing it too. I get the same deep and REM whether I use it or not. But I think it's a good tool when you're trying to upgrade the quality of your sleep. Back to the beginning of like just getting your setup for sleep. So we've got the blackout your room, the plants, the air filter. You can have a sound, a white noise machine, like a little noise filter that, so if you have traffic going by, air conditioners coming and going, your husband or partner, whatever, snores, it muffles all of that so that you sleep better.
Oh, the sound machine. Yeah. So we've got a link for that too, the sound and sleep machine. And you guys, just so you know, we're not getting paid for any of these products. We should probably arrange that at some point, but these are just things we've tried. And if any of this you feel like is dangerous to your health, of course, that's our disclaimer. Go talk to your doctor or whatever. And, you know, these are just things that one or all of us have tried and Mary has tried and has found to be effective for her. That doesn't mean it is for everybody, but in my experience, we just have to, well, scientifically, a lot of this stuff is proven. So do some of your own research too, but we'll provide you with links. I do want to talk, Mira, about light, right? Because I was listening to Fast This Way and by Dave Asprey, and he was talking about how with sleep, he thinks 70% of sleep has to do with light. And that has to do with why you see us wearing these glasses all day. And then we have nighttime ones where we wear them at night. This is the first thing Mary turned me on to. So when we get started with your sleep, doing these basic steps to get you set up, the blacken out the room, the sound machine, the like inexpensive ways you can like break into sleep, and you start layering them on each other. So like I talked about in the opening, making a list, and maybe you pick a few things you're going to dabble in and try this fall. It doesn't mean you have to go out and do all these things, but we want you to know that, you know, you just keep layering them. The true darks, Mir, these are so important for sleep, right? I notice when I don't wear them and I'm at my computer, these are my daytime ones. So these block all the junk light that you've got. And we think our computer screens have it covered now because they say they have that filter, but they don't, because my eyes physically hurt when I don't wear them now.
They make a huge difference. These are day blockers. So for screens, TV during the day, but before bed, I put on they're red and they're total blue blockers. And so your bedtime, you decide on what your ideal bedtime is for you. 3 hours before that, you put these on, or two. I would say at the very least two, but three, you'll get that much more deep sleep. And it's really kind of interesting because my husband, he wears glasses and he's got the ones that cover over, and he really resists wearing the red. It takes some getting used to because everything looks a little different, but it profoundly affects sleep. So he gets very little deep sleep, and it's because he's watching TV and he's on his screens all the time. And when he puts these on, it's just like he'll get an hour of deep sleep.
Brings me to what I was going to ask you earlier, because like you had mentioned, when you use the Hat B, putting it on airplane mode. And I recently saw Dave, he had a little blurb where he showed the energy. He had some copper lined underwear or something. And he's like, all of these energy rays, he had an energy meter next to his phone and he put the phone up to it. And then he put it to the energy meter, and it was like off the charts reading the energy from our phone, you guys. And then he put this copper underwear stuff between it, and the energy read went down to like nearly nothing. For me, though, even more importantly than needing underwear to protect my hoo-ha, I was like seeing that amount of energy that's coming from our phones. And so if you have that phone in your room and it's not on airplane mode or it's turned on, get it away from you. Like, the harmful effects that energy is doing to you. And it's got to be disrupting EMF. Our sleep, right?
Yeah, you want to protect yourself from EMF, and just put your phone, if you use it for an alarm, on airplane.
Yeah.
That's just another, put it on your habit stack. Just create that habit. That's a really good one.
And lights in the room, Air. So we talked about darkening out the room, but I noticed when I ordered my True Darks, you guys, they sent me little stickers. And did you get these, Mira, when they sent yours? So you put them over like even the red lights on your smoke detector or on like any appliance that might be giving off any subtle light, because it'll block that. That's how it impacts.
Those little lights affect your sleep.
Yeah, that was crazy to me. Yeah.
So when I go to a hotel I learned this cycling, you know, we take duct tape and we roll it around. I carry it with me and I just slap it on and cover stuff up. It affects your sleep.
Yeah, that's a great idea actually with the duct tape. Well, and so you guys, I'm in the rig, right? And I realized, I told Mary, I'm like sleeping poorly and I'm trying to do all these things. And I get these stickers and I look around and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be putting stickers up for days. You guys know how many lights are on in a rig and you're like sleeping in it, right? So I'm sleeping around all this energy. It's like, no wonder, you know? So really take a look at those things, you guys. We think these smaller things don't affect us. And sometimes it's these simple things that can be the most effective, right? Like getting a dark, cool room. We need plants for oxygen.
A temperature. So as cool as you can stand, basically, you want a cool room to sleep in. And there are the cooling blankets. That's like the one thing I haven't bought, but just put your air conditioning, just keep your room cool or open the windows.
You know what also is interesting, because I asked you about your grounding sheets. And so we do have a link we're going to give you for those guys. But since we're talking about doshas and being grounded, this might be something interesting for you guys to consider too. You know how I am about grounding and getting our lightning bolts from the earth. And if you're like Mary always says, earth is best. If we can get out and like, because we're also getting our nature hit, but if we can't, they have sheets that are grounding sheets and will actually give you that grounding feeling while you're in bed. So any of us vatas and pittas, especially that don't have a lot of that earth dosha of the kapha in us, this can be a really powerful way to balance from a dosha standpoint too. Mary, you really liked your grounding sheets for a while. And I know you had said you kind of had moved away from them, or are you still, you're just getting so much in the earth, you just don't find them as necessary, or?
Well, I have them here and I noticed them. It's just the bottom sheet, you guys. And the link, I've had different ones. So the one that will be in this link is actually the best, I think. I just haven't, you know, I moved, so I haven't coordinated. I used to travel. There's like a smaller one that you can take traveling, and it really affected my sleep a lot initially. Now, I think it's because I'm meditating so much more. I get deep sleep regardless of what pillow or sheet I use. But I feel better earthing. And I also have spent a lot of time literally earthing, you know, my feet on the ground.
Yeah, you're outside a lot. I'm just thinking too, with winter coming and people being less inclined to be out there, like Mary will go out there naked in the little creek. So, you know, anyone that's not quite up to like the Wim Hof method yet, right? Like getting grounding sheets or something like that can be a great way to get that energy.
Oh my God, it will change. It just feels so luxurious. You know, you just I think you'll feel it if you try it. So, you know, wear out your sheets when you buy a new set of sheets, just get an earthing sheet or two.
We do need to talk about magnesium too, because I know a lot of people take it but you've been practicing with a different type of magnesium and you're finding a lot of benefits. And since you measure your sleep so closely, you can really tell the difference.
There is definitely a difference in the quality of magnesiums and this is bio-optimizers, and you can go on. The reason bio-optimizers magnesium is better is the balance of it. There's like three different qualities of magnesium in theirs. And it makes a difference. And the reason I know this is because I didn't have it. I bought the best stuff I could buy in, you know, at the store, and, you know, organic, non-GMO, all of that. I don't get the same quality of sleep when I don't take the bio-optimizers magnesium. And I take two with melatonin, the bulletproof melatonin at night. There are other benefits to melatonin than just sleep. I believe it's autophagy, something with autophagy, and the magnesium were just typically lower on it. You can also take a capsule or two in the morning, and it just helps the calmness.
And autophagy, you guys, is is like the rebirth of cells, right? It like helps your regeneration of your cells. So it's actually helping you replenish physically while you're also replenishing through your deep sleep, which is that space we go to, you know, that we want to go to, because it's like the place of birth, and we heal there. And this has a lot to do with you reversing your age. Has to.
Yeah, I think that's one of many things. So you being able to know what quality of sleep you're getting is important. So the Oura Ring, deep sleep happens early in your sleep cycle. So it's just good to know. I mean, you don't go to sleep and then get deep sleep before you wake up. Deep sleep is that, and usually initially it's toward the beginning of your sleep cycle. And then REM is typically in the middle and toward the end. So if I get up really early and I haven't gotten the REM, I'm usually not cutting short the deep sleep. I'm cutting short REM.
Yeah. And that's the other thing with getting to bed earlier, everybody, right, Mary? Like I did see somewhere between 10 and 12 is our deep sleep area. And I think they talk about that in Ayurveda. So if we were to start, what is the one what's the first thing you would tell someone to start with that you think?
Well, they're all of those things, blackout the room, regular time. Another thing is drinking filtered water before you go to bed, and like a full cup, 8 or 16 ounces. And it's a little bit, I don't like the word counterintuitive, but it is a little counterintuitive. You think you're going to have to pee more. You will pee the same amount you always pee, but it helps your body renew itself. So the autophagy, all of the old cells that are, you know, dropping off, and the new things that are happening, it just really helps your body process everything better. Another thing is not eating. So we have our perfect bedtime, not eating 3 hours before. That's a magic number. That's been proven over. I mean, there's like science behind all of this. 3 hours, if you can avoid eating anything, it's really good. And now I notice if I have, the other night I ate a cookie. We were watching TV, you know, and I had my glasses on, and I'm like, oh man, I can't eat half a cookie. I love ice cream and cookies. So it really messed up my sleep. My body was working so hard to digest this cookie that was absolutely delicious. And the joy I got eating that cookie did not trump messing up my sleep that night at all. So, you know, it's kind of weighing these things out. Like you go out and you're having a great Italian dinner, or you create a great dinner at home and you're with wonderful company and all of that, and you're eating later. That joy and that energy outweighs the negative effect of digesting the food through the night, you know? So it's like balancing all of those things, like having a joyful life and those higher, you know, the elevated emotions at certain times, but on a regular basis, really reining in the food at night. So if you're going to pig out or something, just do it early in the day. We've also shifted when we eat dinner. We shoot for 4:35.
Yeah, I heard every 3 hours, and I think it was Dave that said that every 3 hours you reap a benefit of 3 hours.
Well, he has reiterated what scientists have proven. So, you know,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So like each 3 hour increment. So if I'm going to sleep at 10, 7, if I could even eat at like 4 or something, like I like my eating window between like 2 and 5, but it's like, sometimes it's hard for me to get that 5 in, like I'm in calls or whatever, and I'm eating a little bit later, but I just do the best I can to be as early as possible. You know,
then you get down to like what you eat. And
yes, that's what I was going to go with next. Let's talk about your gut health, because that has changed so much too, and has been part of your journey, because you started the Viome Gut Health Path. How many, has it been a couple of years now?
Three.
Okay. So yeah, share with everyone a little bit. People might not be familiar with it. I know a lot of you are really familiar with it, and we do it. Yeah. Go ahead and share your journey with that, because I think I know, right? You know how much
I it immediately yeah. love Vereen Jain, you know, the founder. I just think he's a cool dude. There are other variations of gut microbiome tests out there, but I love him, and it's come really far. You know, they just moved their labs. Last year was a fiasco with their testing and changing their labs, and it took forever to get the results back, but I think they've ironed all the kinks out. What they bought, I think you guys all know this, but they bought the AI from Los Alamos down in Santa Fe. So, you know, Los Alamos, all of the bio warfare technology that we spent billions of dollars on, he bought, and he's using it to change healthcare globally. That's his moonshot, you know, change not just us. We're starting here. You can't get Viome in South Africa, but that's his goal. And I really support that. For me, when I got my first test back, I think I was 9 years older than my biological age. I was 9 years older than my chronological age. So I was about 60. I was like 69. I don't know. So I took it pretty seriously, and it was hard to, you know, it took me a few years really to figure out how to be successful following my Viome protocol. So I focus on superfoods and avoid. So each time the test comes back, I just like know what to avoid, and I focus on superfoods.
Wanting it. So I want to, a lot of people in here might be like, what is a microbiome? Why do I care? What is this? This is everything. This is going to change the aspect of health and how we move going forward. So what happens is you have like 200 trillion of these microbiome on and in your body. And some, they're viruses, bacteria, they're like all these little factories in there. Think of them as factories. 100 trillion are in your gut. We have spent our life wiping out the good and the bad guys, right? Antibiotics, they don't target the bad ones. When you're sick, it goes in there and it wipes out your good and your bad. So now your body's trying to be in homeostasis, but you've wiped out your good little factories in there. So what the microbiome does is it tells you what you specifically need to do, because your factories aren't like my Mary, right? I might have had more antibiotics, less. And it's not just antibiotics, it's your environment. It's like what you're subjecting your body to, what you've put in your body, what you've eaten, what you've fed it. This can lead to leaky gut. Back to, oh my God, don't get me started. You know how I am about gut health, you guys. This is how we get these things in through our system that aren't serving us. So when you can balance your gut and you get your gut in a state of homeostasis, you can build up these good factories we've killed off. And so that's what the biome does. It says, hey, eat these foods, because they've done through all this testing. They have hundreds of thousands of people's of samples. Now they know if you eat this food, it creates this little factory, this little microbiome you want back in your body. So that is why you care about your microbiome and why you want to put in it.
The fact of the matter is our microbiome changes every 3 or 4 months. It just does. And that's it. That's why diets don't work. You know, you go on any kind of diet and for a few months it'll work. And then we start thinking, oh, it's our willpower and we're failing. It's not. It's the little guys in our belly that are telling us they want something else. So they've shifted. Every time I get when I send my samples in and it comes back, my foods change pretty dramatically. Now, last year, I only did it 3 times. Every about 4 months, it really, I know, okay, it's not the rest of my life that I'm not going to be eating certain things, you know, it's just this period of time. Mm-hmm. And it isn't that complicated in a family setting either, because I take my husband's superfoods and mine, and that's what I buy and that's what we make. And
it almost like gives you a shopping list. And I'll say this, I did drop the Viome link in the comments, and I'll tell you, I've been doing a lot of research, even seeing if another company tested as many things, because we have seen such a delay in test results and orders. And I agree with the founder. I love the mission and I love the idea of it, but because I'm referring people, but I'll tell you, I have not found another company that tests everything like they do and that gives you the results. You know, I'm just waiting, right? You just kind of wait. It takes 6 weeks to get your results back, but it's really, they're doing it at a low cost for people. So more and more people can do it. And it's Viome.com is that gut health company. If anyone found another company that tests everything, I'd be interested. But I also, you know, at, like Miriam, supportive of the mission and stuff too. But just so you're kind of aware of that, be patient and wait. Your gut health doesn't change in a day anyway. So if it takes you an extra week to get your results back, then it is what it is.
I use Viome supplements. I do a lot of biohacking stuff on top of that. And so much so that stuff's working so well for me that I haven't gotten to the point of like trimming back. And cause you have to kind of play, I'm like, can't hurt me. I'm doing all this stuff because I really wanted to hack my age and a bunch of other things. So I do Viome supplements and the prebiotics. And I'll tell you, and Jonathan says the same thing, but he's my husband. 2 days in, you could feel a difference. Yeah. It's specific to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really wanted to do that too. I had to send my test back to get retested, but Lexi, you guys, my daughter, for those of you thinking of this, she had a lot of gut issues and I don't typically, that hasn't been a big thing for me. I've just figured out for me what I need to avoid, you know, but, Lex had a lot of gut health issues and I had ordered a test and I ended up giving it to her because she was just experiencing a lot of pain and all of this stuff and eating to her biome, it like cleared that up for her. Like all of that, those issues she was having in her gut. And to this day, she'll know when she adds, you know, some things in that are on an avoid on her biome, because she is like just sensitive like that. And I almost feel like, do you guys feel like the cleaner you eat, the more sensitive you get to things? When I ate like crap, I couldn't tell anything. So I think I still have somewhat of an iron gut from my crap eating days. But
yeah, it's what functional nutritionists will call intuitive eating. But you got to like tweak your intuition, and Viome really helps with that.
Guys, that's time for the biohacking session. We're going to get those additional links on the PDF because I knew this would happen. We'd have more to add on there.
Woo!
Thanks, Mary. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Love you guys.
Oh my gosh, I forgot all the amazing things we uncovered in that conversation together to help hack our sleep, our gut health, even our ages. Wow. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoy every time I get a chance to talk to Mary and learn something a little bit more about how to improve my health and overall well-being. Be sure to share this with a friend or on your social feeds to get this information out to others that might need a little help with any of these topics. I mean, heck, we all need a little more sleep, better gut health, and more heart coherence in our lives. Am I right, my fabulous witches and bitches? I think so. Listen up. You can email Mary at mary@marybealadler.com. Again, I will drop that in the show notes for you. And I will be coming at you next week from Phoenix, Arizona. And like I said, I'm looking so forward to being home for a bit until the heat sets in, of course, and I get the urge to adventure again. Thank you all for your love and support and listening and sharing and your reviews. I just can't thank you enough. Keep lighting the world up. Until next week, Slay her out.